Just over 2 weeks ago, with little warning, Immigration and Customs Enforcement released hundreds of asylum-seeking families. El Paso was one of the cities suddenly filled with people who had no place to go. The Roman Catholic Diocese of El Paso reached out to Catholic Charities in San Antonio for help. So President Antonio Fernandez and other volunteers loaded supplies into their truck and hit the road. What he found when he got there were shelters designed to serve 50 families a week, trying to care for nearly 2,000 people.
So we did everything from doing intake to cleaning to cooking, whatever it took to provide some love and respect and dignity to these people while we were there.
Fernandez says the families have experienced the multiple traumas of fleeing their home countries, enduring a long and dangerous journey, and being detained for weeks or months. They could have been distressed or angry, he says, but overall, they were not.
The people were grateful to see a smiley face. The people were happy they were free, and they really appreciate the fact that they were actually together with their families, with their children.
Fernandez says he's helped thousands of immigrants in his career at Catholic Charities, and he finds it impossible to square the image of threatening invaders with the people he has known. I ask how he feels about the work he did during his weeks in El Paso.
I don't know. I'm hopeful that we can do more.
He pauses. His eyes fill with tears.
It's just hard, because I'm happy for everything that we did, but there's, you know, still a lot more need and a lot more people coming.
So he plans to gather more donations, more volunteers, more smiles, and go back. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.